Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As Jehoshaphat concluded his masterly prayer, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel," 2 Chronicles 20, verse 14, quote, "Listen, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Verse 15. Well, that's a relief. If only we would remember that when facing our challenges. Now the Lord reveals his battle plan. Quote, "Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz." Verse 16. Isn't it great to know the God who knows even the enemy's plans? Then comes the easy, hard part. Quote, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." Verse 17. The easy part? You don't need to fight. You don't need to fear. The hard part? Stand still. Does this bring the phrase sitting ducks to mind? Often the hardest thing we're asked to do is nothing. These words are almost identical to Moses' words to Israel at the Red Sea crossing, Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. How did that work out for them? Total victory. No wonder, then, that the king and all his subjects, quote, "bowed before the Lord, worshiping." 2 Chronicles 20, verse 18. Early the next morning, they headed south to the wilderness of Tekoa, and there the king gave the battle cry, quote, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established." Verse 20. Then their secret weapon was unveiled. Quote, "Those who should sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army." Verse 21. How demoralizing to the enemy, singing the victory song before the battle is engaged. I suppose we might say, that would make Judah more than conquerors. Sound familiar? Romans 8, 37.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.